Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
65301.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me a brief moment, please. May you repeat that zip code for me, please, ma'am?
65301.
65301, correct?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Deborah May, M-A-Y.
Okay, give me a brief moment, please, ma'am. For security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address?
1617 McVeigh Road, Sedalia, Missouri, 65301.
Okay, I'll give you. Yes, ma'am. I see that you ordered the Prime wireless, which that is some earbuds that they charge for 9 hours compatible to any smartphone, iPhone, Android. So how may I assist you?
I had called and talked to somebody on February the 8th, and they refunded my charges because I had canceled this back in January. Mm-hmm. And then I got an email later that evening, like 3 hours later, and then they charged me $63 and said that according to my terms of the trial, that I owed $62.95 for the earbuds. And so now that is on my being charged against my account because it said I didn't cancel within the 14-day trial thing. But I sent a copy of that email that I sent on January the 21st at 9:23 a.m., and says, I read the terms and conditions of the contract, and I do not want this. Program.
Okay, so you said that I see where they refunded you the $43.98 for the second set of earbuds.
Yeah, and then they turned around and charged me 3 hours later, $62.95. I'm about to peel my husband off the ceiling. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
Okay,
and I got an email saying that I was obligated because of the terms and conditions.
Condition, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I canceled that on the 21st of January.
Okay, ma'am, like, did you call in to cancel it?
I called and emailed. I emailed it to, and I've got a copy of the email, and it was at 9:23 a.m. on January 21st, and it says, cancel this order immediately. Read the terms and conditions, and no way am I getting stuck with this, because I was nice enough to do a Kohl's survey. That's what I put on there.
Yes, ma'am. So, you saying you did call in?
Yeah, and I did call in. I called on this 1-855 number.
Mm-hmm.
And I also sent an email and said cancel it.
Okay, give me just a brief moment, please.
Okay.
Give me a brief moment, please.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. give me a brief moment, please, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a brief moment, please, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. Give me a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to go ahead and get this account canceled out for you, and I'm going to go ahead and refund you that $62.95.
Okay.
And it will take up to 3 to 5 business days for that money to be back in your account.
You what?
It will take 3 to 5 business days for that money to be back in your account.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Because I see you did call in and cancel out. I'm sorry that this person who you spoke to did not cancel out your account.
Okay.
So good. Okay, and that $62.95 will take up to 3 to 5 business days to be back in your account without count the weekends. And I got this account to completely cancel out for you, and I can provide you with a cancellation number as well.
Okay.
Your cancellation number will be C as in Charlie, the number 6, B as in boy, C as in Charlie, the number 8, E as in elephant, the number 3, the number 1, the number 6, E as in elephant, the number 4.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am. Bye. Bye-bye.